Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, it's already the last day to do this party. Can you believe it? This is the last day. Can you believe we went through this whole month, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we shared some valuable information. I know you did. I know we did. You did. We did. Good morning, everybody. This is Jamie from Jamie's Journal, Journal Strategist. This is our last day, like I said, and I cannot believe it. March is coming quick and fast. And I'm still deciding what to do. Can you believe it? Good morning, Dr. Eileen Fan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Mic check, 1, 2.
Yeah, your phone sounds better. Are you on the landline or?
No, I'm on the regular phone. I'm on the cell phone this morning. So, is it low?
Oh, wow. It sounds good for the moment.
It's
scary, right? Wow, I've been fasting and the miracle already came. Okay, well, I'm gonna receive that miracle. I'm gonna receive it. How are you doing this morning?
I am well this morning. You know, I always like to look outside and see what's going on in my environment. And as I look out my window, even though I see snow, I see a little bit of ice, there's this one little squirrel. There's a wire near my window that the squirrel keeps going back and forth. He's on the wire. He came down the tree. He's on the ground. So I'm just being, wow, just inundated with looking at. Now he's up on this little rail. He is doing his thing this morning. He's letting us know that God still reigns, and he's out there just praising God. So I'm looking at the squirrel. I'm just looking at the squirrel this morning.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful day.
Wow.
He's partying with me. Oh, there's
sounds
two.
Good.
Yeah, there's another one. So there are two of them, and they're partying with us this morning.
This is our last day to partay, ladies and gentlemen. What do you have to say, Dr. Arlene, after the whole month we went through focusing on journaling and coffee and tea? What do you have to say to us after all that?
I have to say this was
I know it's a little early.
Yes, this was a phenomenal month. I mean, including the bringing on of our guest, Mr. Unstoppable himself, as he shared his book and shared so many tips and things to us and talked to us about mindset and everything. And as we went through the month and even asked the people to, you know, stop for a moment and write this down and think about what was just said and write something down. So it's been a party that would allow people to go within themselves, look at what's going on around them, think, and then write. So think and write rich. There you go. I just came up with something on my own. You know, there's think and grow rich. Think and write rich.
Think and write rich. That's too funny.
You know yourself, please. As you journal, you turn those things sometimes, like we did, that we journal, we can turn those things into books. I listen to you and you go, well, you know, I have another book. And I journaled this and I wrote this down and I put my thoughts down on paper. And as a result of those thoughts being on paper, it allows you to go deep within and say, I have something I want to offer to the world and I'll put it in a book form. And you didn't keep it to yourself. You even said free. I've listened to you say if you call me or if you send me or if you inbox me, if you message me, I'm going to send you this book free. So this has been a phenomenal party where gifts have been given, where if people took advantage of it, they could walk away with extra knowledge, more knowledge that they didn't have before. And in your case, you told them about ask, seek, and knock. You talked to them about a view. So then not only that, you went on and there was a program where you even went into what was going on in what we call the real world. And you talked about abuse and what abuse looked like. And you talked about how immediately that was a situation for you that you went ahead and you shared. You told somebody. You made sure that someone knew what was going on. And that in some instances
right.
today, we have people who wait years and years later. So it's been a party that would allow us to think and think about what we're doing in life and then think, what do we have to contribute and to think, how can we overcome whatever the obstacles we might have, how to overcome them. So it's been a party to remember, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to share with our listening audience, even on today as we close out this party. But, you know, we've still got more stuff to come in March, so they got stuff to look forward to. So back to you. Back to you. I'm done.
You do. You do. We do. Because I was thinking, well, actually, this month went quite quickly. And the days I talked about abuse, one of the days I put in about Bill Cosby and his story about all these folks coming to him after the fact that they did it after 30 years, because I researched it, and they said, this guy abused me. He drugged me up and he abused me. And that is one of the things that just tore my heart up, because, I mean, come on. After 30 years, you're gonna sit there for 5 minutes and say, I'm not going to tell nobody until 20 years later after he was not a movie star, but he was on a great show, you know, his own show. He built it up. He pushed it to a place where he needed to be. And now when he's older, he will now decide, I want to say something now. Now that he's moving on to another show, I want to say something so he can't go any further. That was just nonsense, you know. And I know, Arlene, you probably have something to say about that too. What are some words you guys say about this Bill Cosby thing?
Well, I take a totally different viewpoint. My viewpoint is this. I totally believe that there are wounded people that it does take them years and years to, because some of them, because of their age at the time, don't even realize that they were even in an abusive situation. They don't know that. So once they learn what has transpired and has happened to them, now they're ready to voice it, because now as an adult they are able to look back and go, my goodness, that really was abuse that happened to me. So that's one of the things that I see. The other thing that I see is this. Most people, I know in my instance, I was ready to go and tell someone, and I did tell someone, but the people that I told were not people who could do anything to help and assist me. It was my own peers. So it was
right.
more or less like letting my peers know what had happened, but not an adult, not someone that could have done anything to physically help me or anything like that. And then in some instances, because you heard someone say, I'm going to harm your family. You heard someone say, this is our secret. You heard someone say, I love you, and this is how people in love do things. You heard someone say, we are family. So you get those mixed communications. So in some instances, I understand that. So it takes people a longer time to process what's going on. So everyone's at their own level, and that's why we have the therapists that we have today. That's why we have the counselors that we have today, because some people can't process it. But people tend
that's
to get
true.
Courage. Yeah, they tend to get courage. Once they see one person, it's like, my goodness, that's the same thing. I can identify with that now. That is exactly what happened to me. So then they begin to share and tell people exactly what's going on. So it may have taken 30 years later for them to do that, but at the same time, what it is allowing another person to see what was going on, and they can identify with it too. So I look at it from both standpoints, you know, in that I know some people have, they have suppressed it, put it in the back of their mind, didn't want to ever have to confront it again in life, but then life happens and it shows up, and whatever is done in the dark truly does come to light. And it could be, I haven't done the research you have, or it could be that some of the things in all actuality are true. So I think that it'll play out in court or wherever they need for it to play out at. But I understand. I'm just saying that I understand because I did not immediately go to an adult. So that's why I'm saying that. So back to you, Jamie. Back to you.
Wow. And that's true. I mean, sometimes we do. We don't think about it and we just ignore it or we just go to the wrong person. And you're right, because I think I did a couple times, and what I should have did within my last one, I should have just called the police, you know, immediately. Because every one of my instances, I realized, wait, they're either laughing at me or they think I'm crazy or they think something's wrong. So I immediately just, you know, weaved my way through, and I just thought, oh, well, it's over, it's done. But it wasn't done. What I should have did is said, called the police right on the spot while I was at work and said, look, I need you to come up here. There's this guy that's touching me, and filed a report. But I didn't do that. I didn't do that at the time. And I should have faced the fact that he did do it and tell him, but I told the manager, and the manager didn't believe me. And I was like, are you crazy? I'm telling you my story, and you're not understanding or listening to where I'm coming from. So I had to face that. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear any of that, I want you to go back and listen to the replay. I mean, it was just an awesome time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm also going to give out more books. I'm going to give out more free books. So if you want, you can go on Facebook, you can inbox me, you can even email me. I was trying to think, where can you do it at? Duh, email, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. Mompreneurs is coming up quickly in May. You want to invest in this. You want to come. I'm also giving out free books in May, Arlene. I'm writing a new book, Pushing Mompreneurs. And I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I know there's like 2-3 people, maybe 4 people listening. But if you want this opportunity and you want to tell your story, you want to invest in yourself, you want to tell the world about your business, this is not just on here. This show goes around the world nationally, internationally. It's not just, oh, you know, everybody, anybody can tune into the show and listen to the show. So in May, I believe Arlene's going to come and she's going to share her story and about Mompreneur and what she's doing. And, you know, I'll give her a free copy as well. And anybody, I'm looking for you. I mean, it's a small investment. You know, I'm not charging your arm and your leg. You know, I'm not going to come over your house and cut off your arm and your leg and tell you you got to give it to me for a book. Really. This is something I want you to understand, that the biggest people, Bob Proctor, Linda Proctor, and there's another guy out there that wrote a book called The Circle of Profit. He gave the book away for free. He was under Bob Proctor, and he gave away for totally free. The Circle of Profit. If you have not heard it, I want you to research it. Go out there. It's a free copy, free PDF. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I've looked through a couple of the pages, but I got to read some more. But I have so many books that I need to read. And I was thinking about coming on here and reading some of them. I did tell you that I was doing Battlefield of the Mind. But I don't know. I'm in between because, or we can do half the month Battlefield of the Mind and half the month the Bible. But we need more wisdom. What do you think about that, Arlene? The books that we have, and I mean, this is an open discussion today. So if you want to call in, 626-696-8566. What would you like to hear? You know, Arlene, what would you like to hear over the next 2 months for books?
When you say what would I like to hear, do I have any particular topics?
I was going to talk on mindset, but we need like a book in place for that, and me not just talk about mindset. Mm-hmm. Which is Battlefield of the Mind's good. Purpose-driven life is good. And mm-hmm. then we have the Bible. We can go through Proverbs or the Psalms.
Proverbs would be awesome. And then even as you shared with Earl Nightingale before, you know, allowing people to have variety, allowing them to see that not only do we have things to share from our heart, but that we are learning from the best of the best. And when you do that, you're allowing them to see how we're able to grow and they can grow along with us. So those kinds of things, I think, would be beneficial to our listening audience as well. So, you know, if we
right.
utilize, you know, that would be great book that we could use a recommend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Baxter?
Because I do. I have a book, Hidden Treasures, Abundant Living in the Riches of Proverbs. And you said you wanted to go through Proverbs. And this is a book that I use about, I think last year sometime, I talked about Proverbs within a half an hour, which was a limit to time, but I talked about it in this book because you got to really have a book to go through Proverbs. You can't just, you know, and I mean, verbatim, you can read it and just pull out some nuggets, but sometimes I like to have a book. And then I do have another book, God's Vitamin C is for the Spirit. And I keep on looking at all these books that I have. I even have The Search for the Significance. The Search for the Significance. And I keep on looking at that book, too. But right now I'm reading The Laws of Success by, who is it by? I think Napoleon Hill, Laws of Success. I think it's by Napoleon Hill. Because we went through Think and Grow Rich, and now we're in Laws of Success. And Laws of Success is a big, big book like Think and Grow Rich. So I was like, I don't want to go through that because that's a big read as well. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is I wanted to do an open mic because this is our last day. You know, it's party. It's party time, but I'm going to maybe we will do Proverbs. We'll have only a half an hour starting March. I'm thinking about Arlene doing one Sunday. I know you're in church on Sunday, but just a thought. I might do it, and 'cause it's only a half an hour, and I don't know. I'll let you know the time. I don't know. I'm thinking about relaxing on Sunday as well. But I do have something for us to talk about, too. I was looking at, I even have another book, Paul White, A Sensational Life. I have this book, and every day I kind of sort of looked through it, and it has all these quotes on it, and one of the quotes, it says, focus on the good things God has for you, is doing for you, and will do for you. If you not have your journal and your coffee or your tea, I would advise you to get that out. Really. We only have a certain amount of time on here, but I want to really focus on this morning. We just had a little open discussion about abuse and a couple of other things, and the selection of the month, or the, because I want to make it open to everybody. I don't want it to make it so closed and condensed that nobody can say what they want to listen to. But here's something that we can focus on. Focus on the good things God has for you, is doing for you, and will do for you. Change your focus. You must change your focus as you leave your past and embrace your future. Change your focus. You must change your focus as you leave your past and embrace your future. You must begin to see yourself in new ways. Focus your future. Focus on your future. What you focus on is what captures your attention and affection. Focus. Focus. What you focus on is what captures your attention and your focus. So what are you focusing on? It is Friday. It is the 27th of February. Tomorrow's the 28th, and it's the last day. It's just the last day of February. And I talked about fear. I talked about failures on my other show, on my How To Radio show. And what are you focusing on? What are you focusing on? What is your focus? One of the things that I talked about this morning on my other call is imagination. And before I talk about imagination, our focus has to be clear. You know, when I start hearing this word focus, gotta get this nail off. When I started talking about focus, when I started hearing the word focus, when I started meditating on the word focus, when I started realizing how focused I needed to be on everything that I do, then I started to think, well, how focused do I need to be? I started to realize, well, let's see. I can, you know, have a confused mind and focus, or I can have a clear mind. You got to have a clear mind. Just like the water on the beach. You got to have a clear mind. Just like your business, and you think you're going to take your business to another dimension or to another level or wherever you want to take it internationally, you got to have a focus. You got to have a focus. You can't just say, well, I think I'll do it. You got to have a focus. So I want you to write down some ways that you can focus. Now, February is already over, so we're going to jump into March. So what are your goals for March? What are your goals for March? Okay, so focus. So I know you got bills. I know that you got, let's see, you got bills. You may have phone bill, house bill. I know everybody's calling you for bills. But how would you like to have an extra $500 in your pocket? How would you like to go to have extra? Just have extra. You know, maybe you want to move your make your closet bigger. Maybe you want to make your room bigger. maybe you want to, you need an extra $500. So how you want to do it? What's your focus? What's your plan to get there? So what are some things, Arlene, that you're thinking about? I know you're thinking over there because she's quiet. What are some of the things that you're focusing on, Ms. Arlene Spann?
When I think about focus, what I'm thinking about is us finding out what causes you to stretch, finding out what causes you to become laser pinpointed on a particular thing. So as we approach March, as we approach thinking about mompreneurs, because you have to understand that many of the businesses nowadays are run, and the entrepreneurs are women. And even in the workplace many times, many of the people who are in different positions are women. And many of the women are either mothers or, in many cases, they are single-parent mothers. So they have had to come over various obstacles. So when we're thinking about focus, you can find out just what are your strengths. Find out what causes you to stretch yourself. And when find out what is that purpose and plan that you have for your everyday existence for being here. And when you do that, then you're better able to move forward with the plan and purpose that God has intended for you while you're here on planet Earth. So I'm just thinking about what other mothers would probably be thinking about is what kind of legacy am I leaving for not only myself, but for my family, for my children, for those who are around me. And then they become so focused until they are able to execute whatever it was that they were thinking about. And should obstacles come, and they will come, they will find out a way, how do I overcome, work through, or work around this particular obstacle so that I can continue and move forward with whatever that goal I had for myself. So that's what I'm thinking about, is how can our listening audience, and even as they're listening to this program, are they focused on what is it that they can contribute, or what is it that they can glean from what's being said? And are they focused on how do I move forward and utilize the materials and information that I've heard? So I think it works in different ways, not just for us, but for them as well. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Awesome. See, I knew she had something over there. I knew she was doing something over there. Sitting at her desk listening to me. and that's right. You're so right. Focus is about, not only us, but mompreneurs and the people out there that are listening. And I know Arlene's like doing 10 things while we're talking, so that's why I called on her. But focus, I know sometimes I'm not right. Sometimes focus is more than just is releasing the confusion. The Bible says that we are not supposed to be confused. For God, what is that word? What is that? I just quoted it this morning. For God has given us a sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind. I just quoted the scripture this morning. But God is not the author of confusion. That's it. That's it.
But a peace,
right?
That's the one you're talking about, not the author of confusion, but a peace? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Peace,
mm-hmm.
Love, and a sound mind, right?
Yes.
Okay. We know our Bible. But, we're... And that's one of the reasons why a lot of my, nowadays, Arlene, I don't know if you noticed, nowadays, why is sometimes important to even go into a fast and mm-hmm. and see the confusion leave. Because sometimes the the fast can release the confusion, and then it's amazing how the scriptures just pop up when you need them. And you're like, oh, yeah, I did quote that one. So, so what do you have to say about that? I know you have something over there.
You know, I can talk about scriptures for days. And, you know, we do. When God wants us to know that there's a song we teach the kids, and it's the song where we say, there's peace like a river, there's peace like a river, there's peace like a river in my soul. And when we do things God's way, He gives us a degree of peace. And that's the thing about when you're focused on something. It's more peaceful for you because now you know what it is you're trying to accomplish. Now you know what it is you're trying to do, you know, and you're looking for that peace. That peace lets you know that I am somewhere in the neighborhood of what I should. Ooh, look at that squirrel. Sorry. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. The squirrel is doing this crazy thing. But I am.
Oh, my God. She's focused on that squirrel. See that? She's scared for the squirrel, Lord.
Jesus. But, Jamie.
It's too much.
I know, but you bring the point home that, you know, we just need to be sure that in everything that we're doing, that we look at what we're doing to be sure that we are doing it if we are believers, that is. Now, for those of you who don't believe the same way we believe, this might not apply to you. It does apply to you, but you might not take it the same way. But, you know, focus on what God has for you and then move forward from there, from that He said He will lead and guide you into all truth. So that's what I was sitting back there thinking about, Jamie, as you were talking, about how my focus, my goal is to allow Him to lead and guide me in these next 90 days, and that I will become laser-focused and useful things. And that's something that I have incorporated in what I'm doing so that I'm open, ready, and available to hear, that I don't have the fog and the cloudiness going on in my mind, but that I'm able to be focused and hear from Him the direction He wants me to go, not only in my life, not selfishly, but how I'm better able to assist the clients that He's given to me and how I'm better able to assist the world that He's placed me in. Back to you, Jamie.
Wow. And that's true. And that's true. To focus to have your peace. And the reason why I'm talking about focus is because a lot of us don't do that. A lot of us don't focus, like you were talking about nature. A lot of us don't focus on the simple things. We focus on, oh, my God, this bill needs to be paid. You know, we focus on our finances instead of focusing on the simple things, nature, you know. How can I make it easy for me today? Do I need to lay back in the bed? Do I need to lay in the bed and just think? What, you know, what are some simple things that I can do just to focus, you know? And you're right, the Bible does say that. And we need to keep ourselves open, like you said, because I don't know if you know, but, you know, I think it was 2-3 a half a day. And just see things change. And I did. I saw some things change, but other things ain't changing. So guess what? I need to get back into the Word, and I need to open myself up and say, okay, God, what are you saying to me? And we need to hear more of God. You know, we are so busy talking and 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 talking. We don't have we don't close our minds and we don't close our thoughts and say, okay, God, what are you thinking right now? You know, and that's one reason of a fast, because it brings your attention into the Word. It brings your attention into, what you're doing for that moment. It closes the confusion up and says, oh, okay, wow, we can do this. You know, and sometimes fasting, I could talk about fasting all day too. it's just easier. The process is just a little bit easier. And I did. I wanted to see whether or not the show would go up, who would be listening, and if the numbers went up or not. And the numbers went up, Arlene. The numbers went up. The views went up because I kept on sharing it and sharing it and sharing it and sharing it, you know. And I realized something about Facebook now. Now you don't see every post that people are posting. We were just, me and another lady were just talking about this yesterday. Even though people post, everybody is posting on Facebook, everybody doesn't see your post. So, you know, unless you pay some money for it to be focused on, and that's the wrong thing, the wrong thing. So, you know, what am I saying? I'm saying Facebook has changed, you know, and I didn't realize it. So, Arlene, when we post this show and when we post, sometimes people just don't see it because really we just don't see it. So, and it's amazing how Facebook has changed, because before you could post something and everybody sees it. Now it's like, what? You were doing that for last month? Oh my God. And I didn't see that. Because you didn't put some money towards it. And that's the wrong thing. But nowadays, that's why on social media you have Instagram. And that's why you have LinkedIn. And I don't know, I kinda do and don't like Twitter. So, and that's why I'm not on it that much, but, and that's why nowadays you have pictures. You know, I gotta do banners. I gotta do banners almost every month. I don't know. Sometimes I get tired of doing banners. I mean, don't tell nobody. I get tired of doing the banners. I get tired of doing it, but I do it because that's how we do our business today. Everyone has a picture of a quote. Everyone has a picture. Do you realize that, Arlene?
You said everyone has a picture and a quote or a picture. I didn't hear the last part.
Everybody has a picture of something. Like when they put a quote online, it's like a picture behind it. Or when I do my banners, everyone has like a picture. It's not just coming.
No, say that again. It's not just what? No, I was going to say that.
Everyone just doesn't.
I was going to say some things are just standard things that we do. But go ahead with your thought, because I think your thought was taking it somewhere. Go ahead.
It just doesn't say, come and join the show. You know, it's more to it than just that. But I know you were saying something too as well.
Mm-hmm. I was just all I was thinking is that, you know, we are creatures of habit, and we see what someone else is doing. We just copy it. All we're doing is copy. It's like, oh, I think that's how it should be. So if that's how their banner looks, that's how mine should look, I think. So we just do it based on what someone else is doing. Not necessarily that we're stepping outside of the box, that we're just keeping in the confines of the whoever's that make up saying that this is what the banner or social media should look like. We're just following suit with that. many times. We're just doing what the Joneses are doing. And, you know, and that's the world that we currently live in. We follow the Joneses or the Georges or whatever the names of the people might be. But we just follow other people, and that's many times is what people are doing. So, back to you, James.
And it's interesting. It is just so interesting. You know, everyone has a Facebook page, but you don't see all of that. And that's just, oh, my goodness. And that's why sometimes I hate Facebook. Don't tell nobody. Because it just, it's like, oh, here we go again. I'm posting. You know, and this is an all-day thing. And I'm like, I got to be on social media all day just to post my stuff. Just to make it glamorous, I got to put, color onto it. I got to make it colorful, you know. Because color, you know why? Me being a graphic designer and designing our show, I put color to it because color attracts you. It's like Target. Target is red. Target is red. So, you know, when you see red, you're like, oh, I got to go to Target. Immediately, you think, you know, you don't see blue and say, oh, I got to go to Old Navy. No, it's red. Even I have an Old Navy bag in my room, and it has red on it. Why? Because red brings out people's, it charges their focus to, oh, that's red. Wow. Red, I guess, is one of the colors that attracts people. Have you ever found that the red and the colors that we put out attracts? You know, summer's coming, spring's coming, so yellow attracts. But we need to keep up with the Joneses because sometimes we can get so unfocused that we don't keep up. I had to literally, it's been what? It's almost been 2 years that I've been doing graphic designing. I've been actually doing my own banners. And I said, wow, I did that banner? Because I had to look twice when I did Terrence Leverett's banner. I was like, I did that? Who did that? You know, it was an awesome banner that I did, and I was like, wow, I am good. I had to look twice. So, you know, don't despise what you do and how you do it. You know, sometimes we hire somebody to do something, and you could do it yourself. And how about that? You are creative all by yourself. But sometimes you got to step outside the box and say, okay, what can I do to design my own thing? You know, and actually, too, which I didn't tell nobody, but people see I don't have a color for our show. You know, it's always all kinds of colors. It's always a pink or a purple or a red or a blue. It's never just black. It's just, you know, it's just the way I want it. I want it colorful. I want people to get attracted to it. So that's what I want. So, and that's my focus. That's where my focus lies. What out there is changing? So we realize Facebook is changing. We realize, you know, graphic design's changing. I, you know, honestly, if you go and look at my Instagram page and look at Terrence Leverett's banner, flyer, I didn't know I did that. I was like, who did this? You know, sometimes you're so creative, you don't know what you could do until you put your mind to it. What do you have to say about creativeness and staying focused more, Arlene?
Creativeness. I think it's important to be creative with a creative mind. If God's given us that mind to be creative, then we should be creative. That's just it. To think of things outside of yourself.
Right.
Right. To be creative, He's given us that. I mean, you do the banners. I don't do banners. So you're great. You do banners. I don't do anything. I look at what you have and I say, good job. You did a good job, but you're my lady. But you're creative in that way, and other people are creative too. So use your creativity, not only for you, but for others. And I know you're probably tired and sick and tired of doing them. Maybe one day I'll do a banner, but right now you're doing a fine job, and I want to let you know that. Back to you.
Honestly, sometimes I am like, oh, here's another month, I gotta do it again. But you know, it is what it is, you know, and sometimes I mind, sometimes I don't mind. Sometimes I'm sitting there like, okay, how am I supposed to create this banner? Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? And then I'm like, okay, well, let me do this, this, and this, and see if it looks good. You know, and sometimes, honestly, a graphic designer like me, sometimes I just doodle until it looks right. Don't tell nobody. I just doodle around until it looks right. Sometimes I'll do that for, sometimes I'll do that with my journaling, you know. Sometimes I'll do something different and I'll just draw, you know, in my planner. Sometimes I'll just draw a house. I'm like, what am I drawing a house for? You know, just to do something different. You know, we are so creative. Sometimes we gotta doodle. Sometimes we gotta do I'm hooked on a couple of games. I'm telling nobody. I'm hooked on Scramble. I'm hooked on word searches. So if you ever don't get me, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing word searches. I put my mind to it. And especially on Fridays, oh, my goodness, I could sit there all day and do, like, word searches. Weird, right? And that's the kind of woman I am. I like Shark Tank, but I don't know, Arlene, if you look at Shark Tank on a Friday. But, I mean, it's just creativity. Doing what you can do until you can get the job done. Doing what you can do. Doing what you can do. Sometimes you can't do what everyone else is doing, but you can do it to the best of your ability. That's the thing about Jamie's journal. You know, we can journal all day and all night, but sometimes you got to get in that journal and doodle. You got to get in that journal and just draw. Take your imagination to another level and just draw to another dimension and say, you know what, I want to draw something. Do a whole wall of a vision board. You know, now is the time to be uncomfortable. I said this on my other show this morning. I said, now is the time to be uncomfortable. This year, Arlene, and I'm going to get back to you in a second. One of my goals is to write. Now, usually I don't write. Usually I'm like, I wrote a couple books, I'm good. No. I'm uncomfortable with writing this next book, honestly. I'm uncomfortable with writing a book for September for our vision conference. But I'm stepping out of my uncomfortable area, my comfortable area, to be uncomfortable, to write something that people can use. So when the speakers come, they're like, wow, she wrote this book? Wow. what do you have to say, Arlene, about being uncomfortable? Now, we just talked about focus, but what are some of your words about being uncomfortable? We have about 5 minutes left.
Uncomfortable puts you in a state of honesty, in some instances of stress, because you have to get uncomfortable in some times just to move forward. So you think about it. You're uncomfortable for just a moment. Think about when you're in a crowded car and you have someplace to go and everybody's cramped in this car. You can get the picture. Let's say it's a little Volvo. They still have Volvos? Yeah, Volvo. Or a little, just a little tiny car, a little smart car. And you got all these people in there. They're all crowded in, but they're all headed in the same direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're trying to do is get to the same point. You're crowded for one moment, but the goal is to all get there. So you're uncomfortable, but then once you get there, everyone has gone to their destination. Think of it in that way. You're uncomfortable for a moment, but you still finally got to your final destination, where the goal that you were trying to reach. And that's what being uncomfortable does for us. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Now, are you ever uncomfortable? I know in your area, Arlene.
I am.
And what you
anytime,
do?
Anytime you get up and you have to speak before people, you don't know who's sitting in that audience. And you don't know if the message that you have prepared is the message that they need to hear. So you become a little uncomfortable, but then finally you understand that, hey, it's not all about me. It's about what do I have to deliver? How can I better help this person? How can I be of assistance? How can I open myself up so that I'm feeding them what they need? So then you forget about you and you focus on them, the greater good, the greater purpose for what you're doing. And that's the thing that I look at it, not focusing on, so much on me and my shaking hands or shaking knees, but focusing on the message, the content that I have for the people. And then that helps me to overcome whatever it is I'm doing. If that helps, that's easy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Arlene, how can we get in touch with you with your latest books and what you're doing in your business?
And you can get in touch with me, Jamie, at arlenesweats@gmail.com or that's arlenesfansweats.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at arlenesfansweats. Back to you.
Back to you. We passed around the mic. You turn it to me, I'll turn it to you. It is Friday. It is Friday already. But I wanted to end on kind of a this is our party. And we are going to party actually next month as well. I believe we're going to go through Proverbs because I haven't talked about Proverbs on here for a while. It's only going to be a half an hour. And I'm just going to pinpoint. Ladies and gentlemen, get your journals out, you know. Keep your journals out. Every single time you come on to the show, get your journal out. You know, I'm going to give you what? 1 to 3 points on every proverb. Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2, Proverbs 3. I'm going to give you some key points. I may even add in Saturday and Sunday show Friday. I might add in seven days because, you know, when you're in the word's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could talk the rest of this year on word. But I know you got to have, you know, some other things. So I want to you know, change the norm in May. That's when I'm doing a mompreneurs conference all month of May, whether you want to do it on an off day or on day, you let me know. But it's a small investment, Arlene. If you know of anybody who wants to be a mompreneur and come to our conference and share their story, let us know. You can let me know, Arlene. It's a small investment. It's on the radio. So I'm thinking also about doing a couple of days of talking about diabetes, because that's something we need to keep on the forefront of our mind to get rid of diabetes on a continuous basis, because it is preventable. But what do you have to say? What are your last words?
You just said it. As we talk about the diabetes, is preventable. The mompreneurs, if they want to come on, just come on. Let your voice be heard. Tell people who you are and what you're doing. And that's important. Back to you, Jane.
Back to you, Arlene. All right. I know, I'm silly. You can get me later. You can get me later. I'm in the laughing mood.
Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So it's good to laugh. Laughter is good.
Right, it is. It is. It is. And honestly, I mean, I didn't even think the month was going to go this fast, but it did, and I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come. So, ladies and gentlemen, have an awesome, awesome weekend. Arlene, don't forget to, you can always contact me or text me and let me know what you want to do about the tea.
Okay.
And funny. But I will chat with you soon, and have a blessed weekend. On Jamie's Journal. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.